dynamic just changes when Mark's voice gets
in. No, it is.
We're talking about how we're not shit without you, Mark. Like,
oh, damn.
We're just not.
No, no. I said I'm amazing. I said Danny, he's not shit without us.
Let me change this up, motherfucker.
No, actually, we were saying, we're like, you're our change-up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
Monty,
watch that movie called The Cooler.
Come on.
The Cooler?
It has William H. Macy in it, and he goes to a table, and basically everybody starts losing as soon as he's there. Kind of a born loser, but he finds a little niche in there.
Never seen it, no.
Anyways.
I didn't get that.
Shut the fuck up, Siri. Macy.
Same, though. Same, Siri.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
Nor did I.
Yeah.
Should we kick this off before we start bumping our gums? Should we just get our intro going?
You're right. All right. Welcome to Redeeming Qualities, a casual conversation amongst idiot friends. I am Fez, the moderator of this insane rambling, and I'm joined by Mark and Dan. Fellas,
I'm Marky Poo, Sad Boy Marco on Spotify, Rastafari Unicorn on Instagram. Happy to be here. Love you guys.
Daniel, 30 Dinas, Dabbing Dinas, whatever you want to call me. No social media presence.
All right. So.
So I was jacking off earlier. No, I'm just playing.
Hey, first, I need to apologize to Fez formally. I'm getting tired of listeners coming up to me. Apparently, after the last podcast, everybody's walking up and they're like, "Yo, you were mean to Fez." I'm like, "Fuck, I know I was mean to Fez," and like, I called him and I hashed it out. I just want to say it formally on here. I was a moody little bitch, and I don't know why, but like, I had a bad morning, and then all of a sudden, I'm like sitting there bickering. And I just want to say, I apologize again formally. Even though I still think you're a bitch most of the times, that was rude of me.
Damn, man, it takes a big man.
It does take a big man, and it takes a bigger man to tell you don't need to apologize, because I didn't.
I know that. I know I don't need to apologize to you, but I'm just saying other people think that, like, when you and I are doing, like, we're being mean, and
you're
actually
beefing.
Yeah, I was like, the first 3 minutes after the call, I called Fez and I was like, "Yo, dude, I don't know why I was being a little bit, but like, sorry, you know, it was already hashed out. I got people that are like, you need to be nice. And I'm like, I am nice. That's Fez, man. We're being nice.
This is how we talk to each other.
Friends. Right. I don't want a relationship with friends where they can't disagree with me, because I'm never going to have a real friendship. I want you to disagree and I want to disagree with you.
Yeah,
so what I don't
want to sit here and conform to your shit.
That way, when we are having a good time, enjoying, and we're both vibing on the same level, it's better.
Yeah, it's genuine. Man, and are you sure you're not gay, Fez?
I mean, the jury's still out there.
No. Let's get into this. I'm excited.
So I really wanted to talk about kind of culty things that we either buy into or become part of. And one of the biggest things, so for me, like, I've always been a fat guy. And when I went on the keto diet, man, I got down to like 180 pounds and I became like this zealot for keto diets. And, you know, I'd be like, "Hey, you guys got to try this, do the keto diet, do this, do that, do that." And it's
you want to start. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was going to say, you want to start with like the top institution for that? We'll start with CrossFit as like of the most cult fucking thing you can do.
Yeah.
And work down.
No. We'll just give each of our own thing. Like, if that's your thing, like, that you dislike, you do that. But I'm just saying, like, for me, it was like the keto diet. And there's a lot of different things that we join not knowing how crazy we're going to go with it or how crazy other people are with it. Like I said, that's kind of the topic stuff. But yeah, Danny, and I want to go with one of the ones that you preached. I kind of gave mine. One of these culty things that you love and one of them that you dislike. So Danny, I feel like you already got one.
My dislike was CrossFit. I mean, I'll just throw that out there. Like, I understand there's good to it and all that, but like the whole... I don't know. The whole, "Hey, what you do your WOD today?" It was just, it felt so, anytime anybody found out like I was doing any form of CrossFit, they're like, "Oh, yeah, you've been doing your fucking, your daily Molly or whatever they actually, I'm like, I don't even know how this works, man. I just go because there's a thing going on. And I think the whole community, like if somebody does CrossFit, you fucking know that that dude is doing CrossFit. You know what I mean? It does, like they got the sticker on their window. It's like CrossFit Seattle and then their local gym and there's like competitions. But then also to combat that, I knew a guy named Steve that did CrossFit stuff. And he was like the most ripped and jacked athletic dude that I've ever met in my life. And I'm like, for him, he would preach by, and I'm like, how can I really argue with you? Because you're like the most fit human being I've ever seen in my life. But he was the same way. He would get home and he would sit down and like watch videos of people doing CrossFit and talk CrossFit and like travel to do CrossFit. And I was just like, I can't do this anymore. Like I had to stop because everybody was way too into it.
So I have a story. You guys know me, I'm a kind of a big guy, but what a lot of people don't realize about me is I'm a really fast runner.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to a career course and there was this guy who did CrossFit and, you know, he's super moto. He like as soon as we got started the class, he wanted to talk about CrossFit. He wanted to preach about CrossFit. Right. And he was jacked. Like he had the 8-pack. He looked like he was in super shape. And we finished our first run and, you know, like I get done and I was like the third one done, you know, out of like 100 people. And they did not, they used me as the reason why CrossFit was bad. And it was so demoralizing. You're like, look at Martinez. He's over there. I'm like, he doesn't do CrossFit. And one guy's like,
they just assume that based off your appearance.
Yeah. He's like, I saw him pass you. He's like, I might just try to find out what Martinez's thing is. I don't want to hear about no more about CrossFit. And it was so sad because this guy, like, you know, like aesthetically, he looked amazing. But when it came to performance, man, people just, and everything, like when it came to pull-ups, like there was another guy on our thing who did like 45, like straight, like perfect pull-ups, perfect form, no kipping, nothing. And they're like, he doesn't do CrossFit. Like, you need to start doing what this guy's doing. They just, man, they made him feel so bad about his hobby.
Honestly, that used to piss me off so much about you, man. Like you being able to outrun me. I'm like, this fat bitch, she's just fast. You know, like what the fuck? You know, everybody be like, well, you know, Fez. And I'm like, how is this dude not getting promoted? Like he knows his job. He's fucking fast as shit. And I'm like, just because he looks like a beefcake, he like, ah. We're not going to promote this guy. I used to get so mad losing in every fucking run to you. Like, I don't get it. I don't get how you're as fast as you are.
I don't. Honestly, like, I remember, like, that was, like, how I trained every single day. Because I started off at, like, 245. And, like, my entire goal was to get to, like, 12 minutes on my mile and a half before I left. And, I finally broke it, but I was scared. I was like, what happens if I can't, you know, meet that 13-minute mile and a half? And my recruiter's like, you're doing 12 minutes. He's like, you're going to be fine. And I get down. I remember doing my first run. I went from like 5,000 feet elevation in Wyoming down to sea level. And I did my first run. I was like 9:45. I was like, holy smokes.
It's a big difference, that elevation.
Yeah. So I think growing up in a high elevation kind of was an unfair advantage.
One of those mountainous Mexicans.
That's right. Mm. All right. Mark, what do you got? What's a culty thing that you know it exists and you don't really like it?
Look, I like the Joe Rogan podcast, but I don't like the Joe Rogan fucking fans. Okay. They the podcast is badass. I'm not gonna act like I don't learn things, but I also don't like getting into a conversation with somebody and they just verbatim say what they just heard on the podcast, dude. They just rattle off these facts that they heard from this badass that puts it perfectly and eloquently because they're masters of whatever the fuck they're in and make themselves seem super smart. And really, you go listen to the episode and it's like, this motherfucker, bro, you know?
Right. Oh my, that is a type of personality I gotta agree with. Like, people will, like, say it like they're the ones that have done the research and done this.
Yes,
and it's like, exactly. Literally heard that, or like, you know, like a week later you hear it and you're like, oh my god.
Well, Fez and I were talking about that when we were waiting on you, Mark. Like, people that not I mean, not directly what you're saying, but people that will pretend like in a conversation, they'll look something up and then be like, oh, you didn't know that? And it's like, bitch, you did
you
not
just
know that.
Learned
like,
it, bro.
You just read Wikipedia directly, you know? Like, there's no way you came out of left field with all this knowledge about this topic. Like,
how
like
a group people of trying to assert dominance over you with information or assert, like, one up with you, just like, yeah, you're stupid because I just learned this. Like, you just learned it and you haven't even let the shit process in your brain yet, bro.
I've been knowing aliens were real for the longest time. Like, no, you didn't, bitch. They released this yesterday.
I hate tit for tat like that. What were you about to say, Martinez? My fault.
No. Absolutely. Like, I've been in conversations where somebody will like dip out and be reading and they'll be like, well, actually, and then they'll say something like, you just looked that up. Like, no, I basically knew this. It's like, oh, you didn't. And I don't believe anything you're about to say anymore.
Yeah. I used to study in my free time.
Also though, these fucking little bitches, bro, I'm out here in LA and there's a whole little, this isn't women, these are dudes I'm talking about. So these little bitches, they're fucking like, they feel because Joe Rogan is so successful right now and that they're, cause the comedy, you know, at the store, there's all these cliques, and like under the cliques, they fall under these certain umbrellas, you know what I'm saying? And one of them are the Joe Rogan ones. And so there's comics that are under those. And then there's people that are under on their podcast. And you see these dudes feel like they are like brought into the mafia because they are going to be, they're hanging out with these dudes now, you know what I'm saying? And they're like walking in packs and they like, they feel like they're better at comedy. They feel like they're funnier and they feel like they are connected to something because they're within his clan, but not even really. He doesn't give a fuck about any of them, you know what I'm saying? And he gives, I mean, he's the people that he really fucks with, yes he does, but a lot of them are like tail ends of like friends of his, you know, and it's just the gayest shit and they say all the things and try and talk like them and think that they are what, I don't know how to explain it, but there is a whole tone.
They're just like condescending.
They are
like, somebody like, important's paying attention to me, I'm better than you
type thing. Also, they like feel like validated because they feel validated because these ideas that they thought were outlawed right now, they can kind of talk about because they're in this clan. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. I remember hearing like there was like I got a nod from this guy, so I made it. This is my validation. This person said, or like, you hear a lot, you know, because I listen to the Joe Rogan show and I do enjoy it. I agree with you. With that, but you'll hear like what was the old school thing is like, oh, this person said I was funny, so I knew I was funny. And it's like you needed one person's validation.
My mom told me one time when I made a joke.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like you don't hear an entire group of people laughing. This one person said it, so then you're like, okay, now.
I mean, if Dave Chappelle nodded at me while I was on stage, none of you motherfuckers could tell me anything, you know, so I'll be honest with you. If Eddie Murphy comes and does a chuckle at one of my jokes, like, my confidence is gonna soar, you know? But, like, these dudes weren't, first of all, I'm already confident, and also I believe in my shit on a deep level, you know, so it wouldn't take for somebody to nod at me for me to believe in it. These dudes start believing in the core that they can say what they want to say because of this motherfucker, you know? And I'm like, that's backwards and lame, you know?
But fine. I think it's funny you use Joe Rogan podcast specifically because I never listened to the Joe Rogan podcast because I would always hear about recaps from people. And I'm like, they'd be like, dude. And then they'd recap this shit. And I'm like, honestly, if you're using what he said to come to realize what they're talking about, I'm like, you're just kind of dumb. Like, I feel like the things that they were talking about on the podcast, when people were listening to it, they'd be like, dude, did you know? And I'm like, that seems pretty fucking common sense most of the time on the recaps. And I still haven't listened to the Joe Rogan podcast because of the people that have told me about it. I'm like, dude, honestly, I'm not that interested.
That's funny. Association.
I'm pretty judgy. Like, yeah.
If somebody you dislike likes something, you're like, I already hate it.
That's kind of it. I'm like, well, phenomenon. I feel like you're dumb, so I don't want to listen to this.
Because, yes.
Like, if you find it entertaining, I think it's not because I think you're dumb. And I'm like, I haven't even listened.
I was very much the same way, like I said, like TikTok. Like,
oh, I got an example. It's so funny.
Bunch of kids. like, and it was always like all my daughter's friends, and they'd be like, you know, and I would hear them like, I don't want anything to do with what you guys are doing. And then when I finally did, I was like, God, I was so wrong. I was so wrong, and I let this be.
It's good. Dude, no. There was a dude that, at the Veteran Resource Center that I used to work at, and this one dude that worked with us loved Bad Religion, okay? And he used to, like, wear the shirt and shit. And then there was this one dude that we all hated. He was young, and he was, like, nerdy and snarky and just annoying as fuck and, like, lame, and used to just say all these idiotic things that we would have to argue him down on and teach him, like, a lesson on why that's stupid and shit like that. And then he came in with a Bad Religion shirt on, and we were like, laughing. Like,
everybody all of a sudden hates it?
No, it's just, like, that dude that liked it. The dude that liked it, that used to argue with him, found out that he was a fan of some shit that he hit, you know, a fan of something that he liked. So now they have this in common. And then we got the point at him and be like, you're fucking, you guys are so alike, you know?
You're so alike.
Your brother. Oh,
no. You're also fucking stupid.
Exactly. Like, yes. It's fucking hilarious. Finding out since somebody you hate likes something that you like and likes it for the same reasons you do, it makes you be like, is that a part of me? Am I him?
Yeah, because deep down I hate me. I know it.
Is that the part of me I hate? This motherfucker here?
This person represents everything I try not to be. And when they have something that I do like, it makes me question everything that I'm doing.
Yes.
That's it.
I had to change the color of my room. Yeah, that's some shit.
All right, so these culty things that you buy into, what's one that you really like that you've done and you're like, okay, or you haven't done it and you see people and you really don't mind them, you know what I'm saying, being culty about something?
I don't know, because when you say culty, I automatically feel like when we hit culty, it's like being pushed on you.
I'll say,
and that's the part I hate.
One thing I use all the time, and when people would tell me, you got to get these, they're going to change your life, you're not going to want to ever use anything else. The AirPods Pro. I am so about them.
I don't think that's as culty, though. Like, if we're going cult status, that's like the bottom end of like CrossFit, right?
No, I'm saying, have you ever said I'm never going to use other headphones? Have you ever said I'm never going to use another headphone after you got AirPods?
I did not say that, but I said I was not, man, I'm a bitch. I said I'm not going to get an Android phone. Like, I think the Android phone's better than the iPhone, but after I got the AirPods, I won't go to the Android phone because of the AirPod. I don't like the phone as much as I like the AirPod. It just works too easy.
Yeah.
Shit. But I've never said I would not use another headphone. Give me one that does what the AirPods do, and I'd switch, hands down.
I'm just saying there's certain things that we like that we are all about it and we don't even realize it.
Yeah. The interoperability of Apple is like what kills
it. Bro, stop trying to preach a religion. We get it.
You enjoy Apple product. I'm in the cult. You're right. You just talked me into the fucking cult. This is how people end up killing themselves.
Hilarious. That's drinking a Kool-Aid.
There's going to be a meteor. And we're all going to have to shave our balls and then kill ourselves. It's going to be crazy.
What? Right, in the tail end of it.
That's right.
You already said yours? You said, what did you say?
That was the one I like. I enjoy the app.
Bez's good one was AirPods. I don't know. Maybe you have to go first, Mark. I'm going to have to think.
Okay, mine is Kanye, man. For me.
I'm in this religion.
Yes, for me, bro. The branding of being an artist or being a creative in general and believing yourself and being yourself, and then him being like, yeah, if you listen to my music, it's a code for self-esteem. This is years later after I've already liked him, you know what I'm saying? But listen to every album, I'm a beast, and it's hard for you to to me it's a circle. It's become a circle of like, okay, why don't you like him? Because you think he believes in himself? Well, why don't you believe in yourself? Okay, you don't believe in yourself, then you're a hater. And then, like, can you say anything bad about his music? No, you can't. Okay, why would you? Because you don't like that he, or what is it? It's not his music. You just don't like his attitude. So you don't like the. So it's a circle of your reason. He's made a circle in my mind of belief system. And it's so disgusting of like, you don't like him because he believes in himself. And so you don't believe in yourself because you can't say that his music is bad. And so you can't say his music is bad, then it's personal. And if it's personal, it's just because you have problems with yourself. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly. But I feel like that's human nature. I feel like people don't want to see other people successful if they are not.
Or
like,
happy with
people
themselves.
Have no problem. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Like, hey, this fucker's happy and I'm not, so fuck him.
Yes.
Mark hit on something that I didn't realize was a good part of this conversation. The defensiveness of what you're like super into.
Yes, the fact that it's you fight like, it when like, somebody comes at it.
And you've developed basically kind of like the religion when someone's like, well, God, prove it. And you're like, you already have your canned arguments.
Yes.
You know, like you're ready to make that fight. You're ready to, you know, that's the hill you're going to die on. You're and ready for it. And I
it's
love
gross
it.
What I do. I'm disappointed in myself. Why? You don't like that he likes himself? I'm just playing.
I was going to say, Mark, I was like, how much do we like this guy, Mark? Because like,
I'm joking. I wasn't good.
I'm like, the dude's fucking nuts, right? Yeah, like, am I off topic?
Whoa. We're not going to turn this into shitting on Kanye right now.
I'm not going to shit on Kanye. Like,
I got to say,
I'll give him his music. He built his wealth, his empire. Like, the man did his thing, but I'm just saying, like, he is also kind of fucking crazy, man.
Yeah. Oh.
Right. Like, am I the only one that thinks that?
Well,
name
I mean,
one genius that's not crazy.
Bipolar.
That's true. I'll give you that. I will give you that.
Defending Kanye more often than attacking him. I feel like I'm always on the Kanye defense.
So. Well, I'm glad he's got you out there fighting the good fight for him, Fez.
He does. Yeah. He's like,
I'm sure he's pretty concerned.
It's a
about
cult,
it.
And when I talk to other people that do it, that are like into it, and then they say the things that are in my mind, it's like, first off, you're talking about yourself. So if you were slightly, what is it, leaning towards narcissism in your own mind, and then you're like, I just don't understand. If I believe that I'm good, what does that have to do with you? If someone says that to me out and we're talking about Kanye, I'm a feel, because it's so ingrained into my personality, I'm a feel like this person's, I'm gonna feel like I have so much more in common with them, right? Or because we're connected in this way. And then they're talking about themselves the way I talk about myself. Oh, it's a fucking, it's...
The validation of tribalism. It is a real thing. And being happy that you're not alone in your thoughts.
Yes.
That's another big thing. I feel like I hate being, when I think something and I'm like, man, why am I thinking this? I must be crazy. And you're not. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was hilarious. It's just that whenever you...
Done. he just fell off the planet because he insulted Kanye.
You back, G?
Danny.
Hey, you there?
Dude, we just had like a 2-minute just laughing because you were like talking about Kanye West in a negative manner, and then you just disappeared. It sounded like you fell
into a vortex.
Yeah. I got fucked. Kanye took me out for talking shit.
Snatched you in the space.
Been on my phone.
You guys ever seen The Forgotten?
I got a phone call. No.
Dude,
the Forgotten.
The movie, yeah. This lady, okay, there's this car crash.
Oh, the redheaded lady, right?
Yes. And, like, she's running around trying to remember her kid. And, like, and there's this dude. And, like, there was a plane crash of all these kids. And everyone's like, no, we never had kids, you know? And she's like, no, I remember him. And she's, like, going up to people like, you remember your kid? He had brown hair. He had a daughter, this. And he hit her husband.
I didn't see
that. Her husband is like, you're going crazy. There was never a kid. There was never anybody. You know what I'm saying? Her therapist is like, it's time for you to forget. You've made this all up. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know? Yo, that shit was good. And then, like, out of nowhere, one lady is running up, and she's just like, I know, I believe you. And then she gets snatched into space. Do you guys remember that?
I do remember that movie.
Yes.
And it's just like, that was just a...
mind fuck.
It was, the entire time, because you're just like...
This is
bitch
crazy?
You're trying to figure out if the airline is, like, in on it, if it's a conspiracy, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, no, it's real at that moment.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one. All right. So let's see. Mark gave his cult, the cult of Kanye.
Okay. I guess going off of Mark's, then I would have to pick. I don't think you guys. I think we've talked about this before. I don't think you know. But Gary Vaynerchuk.
Oh, he's like, yeah. Of course, you're a fan of him, dude.
Why? Of course, me.
Because you like to do exactly what he does in conversations to people.
Okay, you think hold on real quick. Whoa, I want to dip into what Mark's saying about me. I don't know if you're talking
Danny,
shit, but
Danny, for the audience members who don't know who that is, I'm doing this for elaborate. Them, not for myself at all.
So Gary V is like, I don't know what his official title would be, but let's call him like a motivational entrepreneur, right? From what I understand of the dude, like he took over his dad's. He's an immigrant, much like myself. Maybe that's why I'm into him. But he's like, he took over his dad's like wine business when the internet first started becoming a thing, right? And he was like, well, I'm going to put this shit on the internet and start doing like a wine library on the, and people would be like, you're fucking crazy, you know? But he's always kind of been at the forefront of like, you know, we want to sit there and bag on the new generation coming up. But like, if you embrace their shit, just like our generation, you know, we brought new technology. Old people were like, God, this goes back into my fucking hate for old people. But like, he basically just tries to stay on top of trends and motivate other people. And his whole thing is like, if you're just nice to everybody and do things out of the kindness of your heart, then like those things will be reciprocated back. Right. So kind of like what Mark's saying, Kanye gives you this thing where it's like, hey, I believe in myself. What does me believing in myself have to do with you? His thing is like just being kind to everybody and like always like just busting your ass, you know? And I feel like, I don't know about everybody else's opinion of me, but my opinion of me when it comes to work is I may not be the best at a job, but I have a really good work ethic. I don't mind getting down and getting work done. And I feel like this dude builds up all these other people and they just have such a positive community and everybody is just like anxious to help people build their shit. Whereas I'm used to like the way I grew up where my friends want to tear it down, you know, they're like, they see you, they're like, oh shit, you're doing a podcast, you know? And they're like, I'm gonna check it out. And then nobody comments or like you get no constructive criticism or anything. And you know, you're like, well, I've known you for a really long time. I've been doing like 7 episodes. You've never listened to one. And for me, it's like, I know what it is. I know it's just like, hey, I'm fucking
bro.
Jealous.
You got haters, bro.
Exactly. And I don't mind that. I'm used to that. I've always been the type of person. I don't know what it is, but the dudes hate me. And I don't know what it is. But so I just don't care. And now it's come down to like strangers. Like if I want the truth, I got to talk to a stranger.
Because they're
the only people that will come up and be like, yo, you said like the dude telling me like you were mean to Fez. I'm like, you're right, bitch. I'm not going to argue with you. I was mean to Fez. But like I hashed the shit out with him.
Yeah, that's my
right? friend. I was like, that's my dude. Like, do that. Like, don't come over here and assume that I got to be a certain way talking to my friends. Like, I'm not going to come up and tell you how to talk to your mom, you know? Unless you're mean. Then I'm going to be like, you need to change that. But
yeah, we're in a, you guys are in a place now that you guys are content creators. As somebody that like puts, as a person that does stand up and as a person that, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You guys know
that
shit, right?
Don't put that on me. I'm not a content creator, nothing. I'm just here.
Okay. You're somebody that's putting shit out.
Whatever you want to
call it, you're putting shit out.
You're on the internet now.
You don't got to call it content creating. You're putting shit out. Listen.
As soon as people come out there and start talking about your shit, what you should do, like people all of a sudden feel like they're entitled to your shit because you're on the internet.
Here's what it is, bro. From this point forward, this is how I deal with it as a comedian, bro. I will tell you this. And I had a whole argument with this with my friends just the other day. Like, stand up is an art form where I have to, and I've said this to you several times, says I have to, in order to do it, I have to say it in front of a group of people and get feedback in order to know whether it is anything, right?
Yeah.
So my whole thing depends on whether what their response is. If it is, it has an outcome. If it is a good joke, they laugh, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So there are many different outcomes that you can have from music. You can have different outcomes from a podcast. You can have different outcomes from movies, right? But like, if we go all the way back, if I think of this as art and we go all the way back in art history, bro, there were paintings of women painting a lady back that people killed each other over. You know what I'm saying? And like, that was part of the that was part of the what made it relative. You know, that's what made it like
gave it value.
Yes. So it's just like what people say. It's like, yes, it's super important, but also who gives a fuck? That's what it is, bro. So I need to totally listen to it and also totally not give a fuck about it at the same time. Like, thank you, fuck you. You know, all the time. But say thank you to their face, but also walk away like, okay, who the fuck? Who cares about them? But also, I take note that some people feel, that's what some people feel, you know?
Yeah.
If one person said, dude, I listened to that shit and it made me throw up. Okay, one person said it. Okay, you might just have morning sickness. If three persons say it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. I it's been weird getting like positive feedback because it's like, I get what you're saying. Like, you put this out in the world, like, hitting publish was scary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The first time, it was like, oh my God. What if they all laugh at me? It's like, yes. Well, that's kind of what I want, but you know what I'm saying? But in a good way. Yeah, so I just
weird. I feel like that's my shtick now, though. Like, go ahead, roast me. Like, say some shit. You know, like, that's kind of my thing. And the thing that sucks is when you do that for so long, nobody will even roast you anymore because they're like, well, we're not going to get them. Or I'm just like, I don't have the competition that we used to have, you know, when it was all of us talking shit. There's just no competition out here anymore. Like, nobody can keep up. I'm like, hey, you bit. And they're like, well, why? And I'm like, well, okay, that ended quick.
You're not really a bitch. I'm just calling you a bitch. Damn.
Like, I'm just come on, man.
Or you're around people that can't make fun of you harder than you're making fun of yourself.
That's it. That's what I'm saying.
Stuff like
that's exactly like, what I'm saying.
Because, like, I've always been like that. The preemptive self-deprecation.
Yeah.
So I take away your fire, and then I hit you with something. Like, sword
everybody's
and shield.
Worried about the offense, bro. You got to have some good D, too, you know?
That's right.
I got good D.
Yeah. I mean, I always think about Mark. I think when we were like, okay, call sign Sally, you know? He's like, that's fucking stupid. And we're like, well, we want to call you Sally because you're sensitive. He goes, man, I'm not sensitive. And he'd just be like working his way into it. I think that's the only time where I was like, that was like the one thing for me that felt fitting was calling Mark sensitive when he's not sensitive just to make him mad about being called sensitive. That's like the only thing I could ever get him to get pissed about was, oh, you know what? First of all, I'm changing my dislike. Can I change it? Sorry. I got to go on a rant. Fucking cyclists. Cyclists in the city. That's a fucking cult and I fucking hate it. I hate bikers in the city.
Okay. You know, you're right. They all wear the same clothes.
Yeah, but I don't care. You want to roll around and show your nutsack to half the city? That's cool. But like, if you're doing 7 and the speed limit's 35 and you're in the middle of the fucking, I don't fucking care. You don't pay taxes or any of the thing. I'm making up excuses for why they shouldn't be there. I don't care if they pay taxes or not. But like, I get so annoyed because they'll just blow through like stop signs and red lights and stuff and roll to the, it's like they're cars that don't follow any of the car rules. And I had an incident one time. I was going to the beach, driving down the hill from my house. And there's this biker that's going down the hill also. And I'm behind another car.
I mean cyclist. I think bikers are the guys on Harleys. Cyclists.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I don't want to offend any of those guys. You know, like I don't want to get beat up or nothing, but the guys on the mobile pedaling machines, we'll call it.
Yes.
We're going down this hill. And the guy's like that. Yeah. So the car in front of me swerves out into like, you know, the oncoming road to give the guy a little bit of space and then go around him. And then he sees that car does that. And he like looks back up the hill. He's got his little grumpy, angry face on him. And then I swerve out to the outside to get around him, give him a little bit of space. And you can tell the dude's pissed. He's like, he starts pedaling like as fast as he fucking can. Right. And I'm like, wow, like what's this dude's deal? Like he's pissed that cars are passing him on a road, you know? And then we're pulling forward and it comes down into a bridge where the road gets pretty narrow, a tunnel rather, like I'm in the bottom portion. And the guy, like, I'm slowing down to come to a stop sign that's right on the other side of this tunnel that you pass through. And the road gets real narrow and he comes in and just like hauling ass. And he's like trying to squeeze between the cars and the tunnel. And he gets like super close to the car and then he like hits my car, you know, like punches it. And I'm like, excuse, like I'm in the road. I'm a car, like I'm entitled to be on this, you know? And I went around.
I am in a death dealer. You are an easy target. Do not do this to me.
That was exactly my thought. I was just like, "Are you? I'm in a car. You're on a bicycle. Like, one, you're fucking retarded. Also, like, you're like, I don't get it. Like, where? I think I have an issue with people. Like, if you're doing something that's fucking stupid, and then you want to get allowed with somebody else for a different reason, like when they're not in the wrong, I get angry, you know. And I'm like, bicyclists are always those people. Yeah. And I fucking hate them more than a CrossFitter, for sure. But only if they ride the shit on the road. Like, I'll join a mountain biker cult. Can we talk about some alien shit? Did anybody see the latest video release?
I didn't see it, but I do want to talk about the shit.
Oh my God, man. So first of all, I guess I'm getting pretty excited because first of all, I've always been on the side of aliens are real. If you don't believe that, you're fucking stupid. I will argue that till I die. Like, mm-hmm. even if you are like heavily religious and you don't believe in aliens, you're still fucking stupid. But now that all this stuff has been released, you guys remember when did we already talk about the stimulus check releasing with tidbits on there where They talked about releasing this information, random blurb passed in with the stimmy bill. Everybody's like, what the fuck?
Oh, I remember this. Yes. I remember this.
Right. So now all of a sudden they're releasing all of this, what was once classified footage from like the Navy and all of this shit. And it showed like they're getting reports of unidentified, they're calling them UAPs now, unidentified aerial phenomenon. Right. Mm-hmm. And they're releasing all of this shit that's showing all of this stuff that we can't explain, right? We can't prove that it is a craft. We can't prove, like, hence the phenomenon, right? Like,
UAP stand for? Sorry, I don't know.
Unexplained aerial phenomenon.
That's kind of snooty. Like,
yeah,
Why do we need to change it from a UFO? It's like, oh, that's what the red
Because UFO was unidentified flying object. So phenomenon, I think, as far as
facial from distortions. English,
exactly. Okay. It could be anything. You know, we're using radar technology to detect things. It could be refraction of something that we can't explain. Or like, I even read an article one time about the Bermuda Triangle, right? And there's things that they can't explain from that. And there's like, so this is my theory that I came up with after watching this recent thing. And again, it's a theory. It's completely made up. There's no fucking proof behind it. I want to be clear before I get all Joe Rogan and everybody's like, that's not fucking true, you idiot. Like, I made this shit up. But they show on this video that came out, I think there's 9 to 12 unidentified objects, right? And they're flying around a classified naval vessel or something like that. Now, they've got these guys all pinged on radar, and they're tracking them, and they're moving erratically, right? Which is kind of what everybody has come to expect from UFOs. Like, they don't move in straight lines like our airplanes and stuff. Like, they can bank on a 90-degree angle and accelerate it at super rapid speed with no propulsion, right? So now, they've got 9 or 12 of these things, and you hear the sailors on the comms that are talking. And they're like, holy shit, you know, and this shit's blowing their mind because they're not used to seeing things do this. Well, there are these craft that are going like 130 knots underwater. And they're right. Like, what the fuck is, so all of this stuff's going on. And then it reminded me to a time I had read about the Bermuda Triangle. And there's actually a book that this gentleman published. I don't remember the name of it. But essentially he went on a flight. He was flying from somewhere around Florida. He was either going to Florida or coming from Florida. I think he was going to Miami from like one of the islands. But he's flying Bermuda Triangle and he's in like a small airplane and the dude's flown this hundreds and hundreds of times before. And then all of a sudden he goes and he's flying and all these black clouds start creeping in on him as he's flying. Well, as the black clouds are creeping on him, he's like, this is weird. You know, it's not like regular clouds. And, you know, no precipitation, no nothing like that. And it was almost like there was like lightning storm in there. Well, he was thinking, you know, he has no idea what's going on. They're just trying to punch through the clouds. But as they're going, the clouds just keep enclosing on them, right? Real dark, deep black clouds enclose on them. When he pops out of the clouds, he radios to try and get a hold of control, right? He's trying to get a hold of tower. And Tower gets a hold of them. And when they tell him where his location is, he's like, there's no way. He's like, I can't be flying over Miami airspace right now. I've only been flying for 45 minutes. And that's like a 2-hour flight.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, wait, what? And like, he's like, so the guy came out and he published this book about flying over the Bermuda Triangle. And it makes me think, like, there's talks among the scientific community of black matter, right? We don't know all of the shit that's out in space. We, as you guys know, when we watch Ancient Aliens, like, they think that when aliens arrive, they bring unknown particles and stuff, and it causes disease and different things that could have caused things here on Earth. So I'm thinking, like, if there are these ships that are going down into the ocean and then they can just jump out and leave our atmosphere and travel at ridiculous speeds, who's to say that, like, that black cloud stuff is not some form of technology rather than some kind of unknown anomaly, you know, like maybe the little spaceships were coming out from their little ocean spots. And then like a plane just happened to be flying through. And maybe that's what happens with all the vehicles that get lost in the Bermuda Triangle. Maybe they hit this shit and then they get pulled to the little ocean alien abyss where Bigfoot lives. Right. Cause I know Bigfoot's real.
Yeah. I so like, cause
Bigfoot's, you know, probably doing this shit and he's probably the one flying these ships.
Well, you also say, like, you know, they bring up black cloud stuff. Like, how do we know what's actually happening? You know, our brains are like, oh, that's what a cloud looks like, but it could be something completely different. You know, you look at like when a space shuttle launches, there's what looks like a cloud under that, but we're like, no, that's dumb. We all know that's exhaust.
Like, yeah, because we know that because we've been taught
it's
that.
Actually water. If we really want to break it down, that's just water.
Break it down. Go ahead. Break it down for me.
It's
break
it oxygen down. And hydrogen, and they make water. Okay, it's literally, okay. What I'm trying to say is, it turns into steam, but those fucking things are really pushing hydrogen and oxygen at insane rates really, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns into water. But it's steam because it's coming so fast, but literally they're like making water as it's shooting out, and it's shooting at a super rate. Dude, I just went and saw the space launcher, like 9 weeks ago at the Science History Museum. That shit is water, bro, that's shooting, that propels it.
That's dope.
See, yes, that's, so it's not a whole bunch of fucked up gas.
You're talking about the chemical process that takes place.
Yes,
right? Like, yes. It's not like you're filling it with water and like one
hog hydrogen toys. And oxygen at an insane rate. That's happening. Like the launchers are pushing that together to provide the pressure. You know.
God, I want to go to space. I would just want to be shot into space with a rocket. Just
it, wasn't like, it crazy for me to say that's water? Y'all were like,
you "Yeah, idiot, we're Mark. About, I'm about to tell you you're fucking dumb." And I'm like, mm-hmm. "Oh shit, he knows." Fez was there
ready.
Too. Tip of his tongue. We both were ready to go.
I was like, you know, like it's water. I was like, I didn't, because to be honest with you, I don't know what they fill into those things.
Right. Yeah, well, we both paused too. As soon as he's like, it's just water. We're talking exhaust. He's like, it's just water. And me and you pause. I'm like,
well,
is Fez going first or me?
At that point, it was an I wouldn't say an outlandish claim, but it was a claim that I needed some information on. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you can't
right.
say something with such conviction and confidence.
True. Yeah.
And just be like, and you know, we're ignorant
honestly,
to the
we
fact
should
of
stop
what it was.
Questioning him. Like he hit us with the
no,
clam the last
me.
Time, right?
Hey,
remember?
Keep questioning me, man. Keep on.
He hit us with the what last time?
He hit us with the clam one the last time.
Oh, that's true. He did hit
so,
us with the clam.
So we should probably quit questioning him because I feel like when he says his shit, he's knowing it.
That's true. That is true. And I was ready.
I was too. Ah, man. Mark, I'm sorry, man. I don't know
it's
why
okay.
I went into that mode right away.
No, y'all see me say a lot of dumb shit, man. It's cool.
That's also true. Well, I okay. feel like we have all said
Everybody's
really
done that,
dumb
right?
things. And sometimes it's like, it's so, we have to back it up occasionally.
Right.
Sometimes
well, nobody lets it
word.
Slide. That's the problem. Have you ever had a conversation with any of us where we let it slide when something dumb gets said?
Yeah, y'all did a pause. Like, you want this one?
Right. Right. Like, who's going?
That's right. Oh, man.
But, like, I'm really excited because what I heard now is politicians are starting to be like, well, what the fuck, as more of this stuff gets released. And they want to start doing legislation to get more information. And I think it'd be dope. Plus, Obama came out and said, yeah, aliens are real, bitch. But, like, I can't tell you all the details.
But here's the other funny thing about it is when the whole concept of Space Force came out, like, what, 2 or 3 years ago, everybody was making fun of it.
Right. Well, that's because, like, it was Trump, dude.
It was.
That's because you got a retard presenting it. Like, it makes sense. But at the same time, I was like, man, this fucking idiot. Like, but also, like, we should have a space force, right? Like,
yeah. Like, if I agree with you, if Obama would have came out and he was the one that presented it, it would have had more legitimacy.
Yeah, Trump with or his Biden, smooth-ass diction.
Either one of them saying it, like, you would have just been like, okay, you know, Trump, you know, he's crazy, and then Biden is has dementia or whatever. Yeah. Or, you know, his brain is enfeebled. You know, he's older. It happens when you get older. But those two couldn't say it. Obama, Bush, Clinton, any of those presidents could have said it, and we would have been like, oh, this is real.
Oh, I shit, believe it. Right? Now the world's changed and nobody believes anything.
Well, yeah. And it's also just the people who are saying it. You just can't believe the ones.
It's someone so weird said a great to... joke. Someone said a great joke. They're like, yeah, we really wanted to get an old out of touch white man office, so we replaced him with an old out of touch white man. It was like, right.
Absolutely. It's so weird. Like, we're so
hey, okay. But don't worry. We brought a black woman in there too. So it's all good. Like, we didn't do the same exact thing we've been doing the whole time.
And then his old joke was, his next joke after that was like, I hope Kamala hears this. It's just like, you know, I don't know how I'm going to keep saying this joke until she does. Just push him.
Just push him. Gently, you know?
Like, you know, like, yeah, it's so funny, dude.
I saw one of these TikTok conspiracies. There's a video of Obama, and he's talking about, he's like, I wish I could just be in a basement in my sweatpants. With an earpiece into a puppet, just telling them what to say. He's like, you know, and you know, even if they get it half right, at least it's getting out there what I want to say. And like, slowly they raise up like Joe Biden's face as like he's the puppet, and it's like we got you saying this. It's funny because, you know, who knows what's going on, but I doubt that's the reality. But it's funny. I love other people's conspiracies.
Oh, they that goes back happy. To the QAnon stuff we were talking about. There, I told you about the dude at work. He was like, one day we're sitting I don't got a problem with people believing dumb shit or even like wanting to talk about dumb shit. But when you present your dumb shit as a fact, that is when I'm like, okay, dude, I can't listen to you. And this guy went to talk to me about like, Obama is living right down the road from the former CIA guy. He's actually running the government. It's a shadow government that's being run by Obama and this other dude from the CIA thing. And that's why Trumpy Bear was in there to try and I'm like, well, Trump's not doing a very good job of changing anything then. He got all fucking mad, you know? And I'm like, I don't get where people come up with these ideas. And then it goes back to what I was saying before. I feel like people that can't handle their own shit want somebody to blame. So it's like, well, let's blame Joe. I don't get it. But the Donald Trump thing with the Space Force, I'm like, the dude's retarded, but I support it. And then the fence, it's like, don't support that one. The dude's retarded. You know, I guess there's just, like you said before, when I got all grumpy about the Floyd Mayweather thing.
I love the fact that we're building a fence when one of the world's largest narcotic pushers.
Go underground.
Just going underground.
Exactly. No.
And
it was like the El Chapo, right? Uh-huh. He just got busted while that stuff was going on, and like 90% of the drugs were not coming across the fucking border on land. Like, and now there's UAVs, man. Like, if I'm going to start slanging drugs, like, I'm using UAVs and drones and stuff. Like,
thank you.
Over the game's changed. Right. First of all, I can do surveillance for whoever's pushing my drugs using drones, right? And then I can deliver drugs using drones, and if you catch the drone with drugs, like, okay, you don't got the drop man, right? Because the drop man's got a drone flying over him to go get the drugs that's checking out everything before. And then I think, like, sometimes I'm like, people are dumb. If I wanted to rob banks and do that stuff, I'm pretty sure I could figure out a way to do it just using drones. I mean, and people, but I'm saying supported by drones.
Mark, I don't know if you heard about this. This is great. Go ahead.
Kim Jong-un. Apparently, I saw this headline. It was like, Kim Jong-un bans mullets.
And oh, I'm yeah, like, okay.
I'm mm-hmm. like, wait, what? I'm like, he banned mullets. So I look it up. And apparently, Kim Jong-un added, he didn't just ban mullets, he added to them to a list of like 10 banned hairstyles.
Yeah.
So like there's all these hairstyles that you can't have in North Korea. And on top of that, he had
jeans or something.
Yeah. That was he outlawed skinny jeans and all this shit. And I was like, who? And it was to combat capitalism. Western.
Yeah.
And I thought that was fucking funny. So you had heard about that then?
Yes.
Yeah. So like no nose piercings, no skinny jeans. It's just, it's so fucking crazy to me. And they're like, members of the state-run youth organization have to do fashion policing to enforce the rules.
That's my favorite part, is there's legitimate fashion police in the world.
Fashion policing that to is, enforce the rules.
You know, the people, the trendsetters who are the fashion police, they don't got nothing on the real fashion police. They throw you into basically an internment camp in Korea. Those are
you're going to work for
police.
The rest of your life. Because your pants were too tight, bitch.
I just want all of these, like, these things that, like, exist, but, like, at a, like, a nice level in America, like, fashion police, just to get an actual real job in, like, North Korea. It's hilarious to me.
Oh, wow. So, basically, in this article, they're, like, they talk about how what they stated was that they have to be really wary of even the slightest sign of a capitalistic lifestyle and fight to get rid of it. You know, like they're like, if you wear anything that the rest of the world is wearing, you are a problem.
So you're just destined to dress corny.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's like their fashion police literally go around. And if you look what they quote as too foreign, so like they literally are trying to enforce like a countrywide dress code. And you can be like flogged or beaten or jailed or killed just because you look foreign. And I'm like, bitch, you don't let anybody into the country. Like, how is anybody supposed to look foreign when you don't let anybody go in there? That doesn't make sense to me.
I feel like the influence on the internet, you know what I'm saying?
Is that's what it is.
Everybody wants to be swaggy, man. Fashion, expressing yourself is huge.
Could you imagine somebody crossing, was that the parallel, the 38th parallel? Could you imagine someone just running across and like, hey, how's everything? He's like, I just want some skinny jeans.
Like, yo, I got the hookup on skinny jeans. I could get it across the border.
That's
yo, I'll make
so
you rich.
Funny. I got like 15 jeans stuck on my ass right now.
It looks like I'm wearing JNCO jeans, but really I got 40 skinny jeans underneath it.
Danny would have some fucking Levi's in his fucking foreskin.
Oh, yeah, bro.
How big?
I got a pair of Lululemons wrapped in there, you know?
How big do you think that thing is? That's my favorite. It's like, I'm going to go.
Hey, I'm going to take the compliment. Here. I'm going to take the compliment, okay?
Danny's
Mark,
foreskin
if Mark
is
thinks
like
I can
a fits bag of
a
holding.
Pair of pants in my bag of holding. unlimited inventory space.
It's a pocket to another dimension, Danny's foreskin.
Oh, God, we got to quit talking about foreskin, too. I had another listener like, you talk about your dick a lot. I was like, I don't know how that happens. I get segued into it. Like, I'll take the blame. It's probably me.
Because of Kanye. Kanye says, be proud of what you're doing. I like who I am, and I like what I'm doing.
That's true. Somebody sent me a clip one time. I'm like, I'm not a real big sentimental person or anything like that. But somebody sent me a clip, and I think it was from it's like a Matt Damon movie or something like that. It might have been Good Will Hunting or something. But in the clip, the dude was like, you know what? What it takes for you is like 20 seconds of just insane courage and honesty to just do something that you feel like you couldn't do. You know, and for me, it was being like, introducing to everybody I know formally that like, hey guys, I want you all to know I'm fucking retarded, right? Like I say dumb shit, I'm offensive, but like I have good friends and like I want to shoot the shit with them. And then after that, I feel like it's really freeing because you start to realize like who is your people, who's not your people. And then like you can kind of help yourself align to the actual path you want to go down. And I realize there's not that many people I want to take with me down that path, you know what I mean? And I don't know if that makes me a bad person, but then
not
there's
many
the other
people I need, you know
yeah, exactly. And then there's the people that I feel genuinely supported by it, and then I care, and then I'm like, I'll do everything for those people. But because I'm that type, I can't have a lot of people, because like I would be doing too much shit for too many people.
Yeah, man, and that's exactly the same thing that Kim Jong is saying. He doesn't need all those people.
God damn it. I was like, Fez is going to pick me up right here. I'm going to get all whiny. And then he's like, you communist fuck.
That was great. That was great, actually. Bringing that full circle like that, right, in a very weird way.
Oh, that reminds me of Mark the other day. Women are the best thing ever. And I just love, I just want to say thank you to women. But some are cunts.
Oh man, you were Kim Jong and you had the power to ban any fashion thing to give to the fashion police to arrest people. What? You know, it doesn't even have to be current. Like throughout history, you know, I fully support his ban of mullets. 100%.
Yeah, I was about to say mullets. I don't think he was bad for that. You know what I'm saying? That's just hairstyle.
It's awful.
First off, Chinese, Korean dudes with mullets probably should be illegal.
Dude, but like, think of like some Yakuza motherfuckers with mullets.
That shit, you know, could be hard. Mean?
Like,
that
shit exactly. Could be
cool as fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah, the everyday dude, no, but a real gangster? Yeah, that shit probably.
Ride, and that's what it's about.
Bike or some shit. But is it Korean? The Yakuza is Japanese.
Yeah.
So, not Korean.
Well, I know it's not Korean, but I'm just saying, like, there are people that can take out hairstyle. Like, you say you agree with the mullet ban. I think Fez is talking about general. Like, nobody should do a mullet.
No, we're saying Korean dudes should not do mullets.
Well, that's what you're saying. I'm saying fashion police for the world.
Fez is saying.
What hairstyle?
Worldwide. What would you ban? If you were Kim Jong, what would you ban? Fez is saying, I agree with mullets.
I do agree with mullets, but I'm going to obviously have to not copy off Kim Jong's homework and like do my own research. I would say
high water pants. I want everybody wears high water pants. I'm a fan of wearing my pants too high. I don't know what it is, man.
So you don't want no low pants. You're outlawing
no low pants. If your pants are all bunched up at the bottom, I don't want that. Get you some pants that aren't like, if you wear a 32, wear a 30, bitch. I don't know why, but like that's my old middle-aged white balding dad thing. I'm like, high water pants. That way I can access my shoes easy, like I'm going to do something with them all day. I don't know what it is, but that's mine. The only high water pants. And you can rock a mullet. I don't care.
Nice.
You're just against my people, Fez? It's like only a white guy is going to sit there and do the mullet, right?
There's like a bowl cut that's like pretty popular here in Southern Arizona. It's like call it the Mexican bowl cut, but it basically looks like a gigantic mushroom on these kids' head, and they love it. And then it's all like edged out in the front.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like it looks basically like a mushroom.
I'm pretty sure my dad used to do that to me when I was a little kid. I don't think it actually, like, some people actually take a bowl and, like, set it down on there to get that line and go perfect. But, like, yeah, he cut me, make me look like, motherfucker, now that he made me look like a circumcised dick. Just to add insult to injury, you know?
Yeah, but right now, like, the bowl cut feels like it's coming back. And it's, I would like to submit that to Kim Jong to go ahead and get rid of that as well.
What's Mark's? I don't feel like Mark's going to have many.
Fashion wise, what kind of shit do I hate?
Would you outlaw? What would you be okay with a cop going up to somebody and potentially it would be a death sentence?
Death sentence. Wow.
Right.
Gotta fully commit.
I feel like every woman will be like, every woman in the audience is probably like, cargo shorts. No fucking cargo shorts. And I'm like, but they're
cargo shorts seem bad, but cargo pants are cool.
Really? I didn't get that memo.
Now, if you're getting the zip-off cargo pants, those are not cool. But if you just
hold up a second.
Oh,
you're telling me I could go back and wear cargo pants? Cargo pants are back in, is what you're telling me.
Cargo pants are back in, yes.
Like talk about denim or like that khaki material?
They got denim cargo pants?
Well, they used to.
Yeah, I never seen that.
Whoa.
Okay, but for my
that
thing,
Wyoming
what do
fashion.
I see?
That's right.
Polka dots and stripes? I don't know, dude. There's so many things. You can wear anything and make that shit
with
saucy.
Anything. Exactly.
Something can look cool. So I don't have a real issue with no thing of clothing. But if I had the power, man, you got to ask these questions before, man. Like, what I hate about fashion. I Crocs. Think, I will get rid of Crocs.
That's Crocs. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'd like to submit something else. Justin Bieber's mustache, or any mustache that looks like Justin Bieber's mustache.
Or Justin Bieber in general? No, I'm just playing. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. There.
I like Justin Bieber.
No, he's made some fire music. And like,
But you know why? It's because everybody
didn't he come under? Didn't he come under hot water for cultural appropriation because of a hairstyle or something, too?
I mean, he has dreads. Oh, white dudes with dreads? Gone.
Right?
White dudes with dreads? Gone. Shot on sight.
Instant. In the street.
Yes, yes, yes.
What about Mexicans with dreads?
That's okay.
What? That just so looks dirty. If I could grow out dreads, you wouldn't let me do it?
Yeah, I would. If I was Kim Jong Il, I would kill you.
Okay.
If I was
okay.
Kim Jong-il.
Daniel, you have to be able to grow hair first.
Exactly. Dude, I was joking around with some buddies at work. I was like, they're like, yeah, man, well, you don't grow your hair out ever? I was like, no, I tried to a little bit ago because everybody was starting to roast people with the man bun, right? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get a man bun just so everybody like talks some shit because I got that bald in. Like, I look like I got a yarmulke in the back, right? Because I can't grow hair in there. And I was sitting there, I was like, what if I just grow out my hair really long and I could pull the man bun over the bald spot in the back, you know, and just have it like hidden. I tried to grow my hair for like 4 months, man. I think it got like an inch and a half long and I just looked like my hair was falling out from radiation exposure and I just shaved it again. But yeah, pretty disappointing. I can't grow hair. So I'm always just stuck looking the same, like fucking Squidward.
You're beautiful to me, man.
Man, you're so sweet.
You're right.
You're right. I
say beautiful.
Well, you got some ugly ass feet.
I want to talk about okay. I want to talk about homelessness, man. The reason why I was a little bit late today is because I was going back and forth with somebody about homelessness, man, and in LA specifically. And like, bro, dude, Venice Beach is pretty much completely taken over. Okay, like, dude. You have to, if you're walking with a group of people, you guys all need to hold hands because you will be.
You get sucked in somewhere.
You'll get sucked in or you're like, one person will end up way far away from you guys because there's so many homeless people you guys are walking through. You have to walk as a group and it makes you, they're like just standing, walking all around. I sound like an asshole, but.
No,
like,
I'm in Seattle. It's the same thing. I know exactly what you're talking about. But Venice
Beach is over, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a whole part of walkway where it's just crazies and fucking dirty ass motherfuckers that stink and all this fucked up shit at the beach, bro. And so, like, okay, so look, there's all these populations within it, right? There's fucking newly homeless people that fucking haven't been able to pay fucking coronavirus rent. I don't know what percentage that is. There's drug motherfuckers that are just on drugs. There's drug motherfuckers that have lost their complete mind. There's straight up crazies. And then there's people that are just out there hanging out because they don't want to be a part of society. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. You are like the homeless classifier. I love that. You need to be your own, like, Steve Irwin, like, oh, here we go.
Well, Fez, you clearly are not from a place where that's a problem. Because it's not that hard to tell. Like Mark's saying, it seems like, whoa, that's specific. No, it's just like we have.
I'm from Wyoming. There's more homeless in Venice Beach than there's people in Wyoming.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yes.
But it's the same thing here. Like you walk through, like I went to go with a friend and her daughter was riding a scooter, right? And I'm like, oh, I'll go to a little skate park that's up here by the library. Start walking over there and, you know, there's like 45, 50 tents set up around this thing. It's nut to butt with these people packed in there. And they're just sitting out there, you know, smoking weed, hanging out, shooting up, doing whatever they want. And you're just like, what the it's like 2 blocks from the police precinct. The police just don't enforce anything anymore because they can't.
If you're like, homeless, dude, you can whip your dick out and piss on
whatever
thing,
you want.
And homeless will walk. The police will walk right past you. But if you jaywalk, you get a ticket.
Exactly, right? If I go over there and I park my car in the wrong spot for 13 minutes, like,
can get
I'm
towed.
Getting a ticket, but this guy is shooting up on the sidewalk and it's cool, you know? And I'm like, I got to pay a speeding ticket, but this guy gets to shoot up heroin.
my brother, he's in Denver, and one of the things that they were doing was when homeless were shit in front of a store, they wouldn't blame the homeless person. They would find the store. It's like, that's insanity to me. It's not like the owner's going out and just taking a dump in front of the sidewalk where he wants people to go in, and he's getting fined for homeless people.
That's fucked up. So that will make you like, okay, so I have to shoot
angry,
these motherfuckers.
Right? And then they're like, well, why is everybody so mad at the homeless? It's like, why do you think, bitch? Like, I don't get it.
And so I was like, hey, so what are any solutions if I had to think about it? Okay, we get a facility. We get a mental health facilities, which we got rid of. And then we get places where you can house some fuckers that want to stop doing drugs and start them on a whole process, right? Okay. And you go around and you talk to people and you start moving them to their respective places. Hey, do you want to be out the street? But there's
See,
a
that's
whole bunch
the
of people.
Problem. That's
there's
the
people
problem.
That are going to be like, no, I want to keep doing drugs. No. I want to stay on the street. You know what I'm saying? But if there are people that do want to go, right, that are like, yes, I do need help, and you transport them far the fuck away to another place, right? Somewhere to, hey, you're going, we're taking care of you now. You're not taking care of you now, but like you have a place to sleep now, and you can start regrouping and getting your mind together and maybe processing you to find out if you need to be medicated or not or whatever. Or motherfucking weaning you off these drugs and figuring everything out. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of motherfuckers want to sit right there on that thing. Well, that's not an option no more. Then there's the people that just are in right of mind, or at least to a certain degree, and just like don't want to be a part of city, don't want to be a part of like society, and want to fucking hurt people, do drugs, do illegal shit, just shit like that. So I feel like an asshole because I was like, yo, if we just have motherfuckers come, if we just had people come through and kick shit over. Okay, first do interviews and find out who wants to come or stay and tell everybody, hey, we're cleaning this place up. If you're in the right sound of mind, you need to get the fuck on out of here because we're about to kick all this shit over, right? And then you give them a few days. People that move, move. And then if not, then you come through and you interview the people that want to leave, and then you kick everything over and get that shit out of there and clean it up.
Yeah,
and
but they're
the fuck
doing
away.
That shit and it doesn't do anything. Is
they
it,
stay.
Like, so what I feel like, it's like, I think we've talked about this before. It's like the signs at a national park, right? Don't feed the wildlife. And then you go to the campground and it's like year one, national park opens, right? Nobody's been feeding shit. Campgrounds are okay. Year two, you know, you might get occasional squirrel in there. Year three, like all the birds, all the squirrels are in there because, you know, Johnny and Susie can't stop fucking feeding all the animals shit. And by the 10th year, the fucking campground has more animal life in it than out in the park because everybody's been feeding it. So those animals quit fucking learning to take care of themselves. I'm not like saying people are animals. I mean, I think they are, but like, I'm just comparing it in that sense of like, if you keep sitting there and being like, hey, I'll keep you alive. Just come over here and count.
This
on
is
me.
The public. Yes.
Yeah. You make the rest of everybody mad. And I'm like, don't get, I'm impartial. I'm neutral on it, right? Like, I pay taxes regardless. I don't care where the money goes. Just let me make my money and take what you take and leave me alone. But, like, to also sit there and be like, well, they're putting money in all these programs that don't fucking work, that is frustrating, too. And I think it kind of goes back to what we were talking about with the prison system, right? It's like, that's a cash cow. That's a money business. And I feel like the homeless thing is, too. It's just people making money off of it. Like, I read a report that it's like, $19,000 to build one of these mini homes in San Francisco. And it's like a can you would live in fucking a combat zone. And they cost $19,000 to make. It's like, no, it shouldn't cost that much money. Why does it cost that much money? You could hire people to do it. You could probably pay homeless people to build their own shit there for less of a cost. But we spend billions of dollars for things that don't work. And that to me is frustrating. Like you were saying, go into these places and be like, hey, do you want help? But provide them with real help. Don't just throw them into some camp where they're just going to do drugs in a different location, you know?
Well, some of them are not inside. I mean, some of them are homeless because they're like, I know that I can't do drugs if I go inside. You know what I'm saying?
It's
addiction, man. What were you about to say?
I'm just going to say, I'm just appalled how insensitive you two. I don't think there's a homeless problem. I can't even keep a straight face. That's just terrible. Just going to try to make you guys feel bad about being right. homeless.
No, it's just everybody's lazy.
I mean, like, somebody would say there's not a homeless problem. There's an alcohol problem. There's an employment problem. There's a housing problem. There's a mental health problem. Okay, cool. Let's solve them. What are they? You know? Right?
See, my thing is, maybe it's just me and my personal character, but like, I'm pretty good about taking responsibility for when I fuck up things on my own accord, you know? So I think that's where I feel a little insensitive at times.
And when I've gone through a struggle, when I'm going through an intense struggle and I'm like broke as fuck, well, it's like, okay, if I have the power of my mind, if I have the resource that is my mental power to say, okay, this is where I'm at. I did this to myself. I need to use this formula, which is how much money I need to make, how much resources I have to save, blah, blah, blah. I need to feed myself. I need to shower. How much does all this cost to get myself out of that situation, to get myself enough time to do that? That is a resource. For somebody that doesn't have that, maybe, or is struggling with an addiction that will alter those fucking, you know, saying those reward systems.
That no longer means anything to you.
Right. So I can see how that shit can debilitate into you fucking living somewhere. Okay, cool. How much of a responsibility is that on society to fucking fix that? And then what can we do? You know, I'm not saying everybody should get everything, but I also like, we can build a system. There's too much
shit for people to not have anything. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And people are like, they didn't work for it. It's like, so they just should just sit there and die? Like,
dude, they've made a thing where they can turn shit into like renewable energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they turn the toilet into its own power system. You know what I'm saying? And it powers the whole plumbing situation in other countries that didn't have plumbing. So there's a way that we can fucking take these people and have them doing some shit, maybe not slavery work. It sounds bogus, but something, maybe bagging up their own fucking toiletries and shit until they're handing and then they get paid for that. And then they work their way up inside the system and blah, 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 man. And
well, that's what I've thought about so many times. Like, you know, people that want to get housed up in like these housing programs, right? Like these mini homes or whatever it is for homeless people. Like, and people are like, well, they don't do anything for it. It's like, okay, well, how about like the city has them go around? I'm like, hey, you pick up garbage, you know, then you get to live in this house. Right. Now, like, you can give people jobs as an incentive for something that's already paid for to help recoup some of the costs. I don't see what's wrong with that. You know, like, hey, if you want to do this, like, we will give you and your family a unit in this building. All you have to do is once a week, you have to come here for this little get together powwow, and you're going to meet up with other people that live in this community, and you have to go around and clean the street or do this, you know, give them something. Cause I feel like people need something to feel a part of or something to do to feel like they're productive. And you can't just throw somebody in a camp by themselves in a mental health crisis and be like, why the fuck are you not getting better? It's like, they're sitting there with the other crazy people not doing anything.
Then there's people in that are just like, I don't know why the fuck you're trying. What are you?
Right? They're all pissed because somebody else is going to make it, you know, like, oh, you're going to get out of here. It's probably like jail, you know, like I would imagine leaving jail. You got people that are pissed off because your sentence is over.
Trying to kill you. Yes.
Exactly. Like, fuck you. Why do you get out? It's like, bitch, because I like did some shit and made it happen, you know?
Yeah.
Next topic. What do you guys want?
I was thinking about so I had a conversation at work, and apparently people think there's a right way and a wrong way to clean up after masturbating. So, I mean, I just thought that was hilarious.
After masturbating?
After baiting. There's a lot of contention in this.
Wait, so, but are you by yourself or is somebody else a part of the experience? If you're by yourself, there's no right or wrong way. Like, you're going to sit there and explain it to everybody?
I'm just saying.
If I want to bust nut on my chest and then go take a shower, I'm a bust nut. I mean, that's not my go-to method, but I'm just saying, like, who the fuck? No, there's not a right or a wrong way to finish.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you. There was a guy who said that he took Kleenex and would stuff it, clean up with a Kleenex or whatever, tissue, and then stuff it in the Gatorade bottle until it was full.
Are you fucking serious?
Oh, what?
Who's this nasty bitch? Tell me it's somebody I know without telling me.
No, it's not.
Damn it.
So, Mark, are you there? Did we lose Mark?
Whoa. Wipe his nose with Kleenex and stuff it into a water bottle.
No.
Jim, he clean up his he bust nut, clean it up, and then save them in a fucking Gatorade bottle.
Oh my god,
that's nasty, bro.
So and then there's another
more?
Person. Oh, there's another person that said I just use whatever clothes is around. So whatever article of clothing that is near them at the moment, there's no.
You can wash that, right?
I don't want my chud babies being washed with my son's clothing or my daughter's clothing. No, I don't use clothes.
Bro, that's organic human matter.
No, bro.
I can't tell me you're going to eat an asshole and you're all worried about
okay.
the
okay.
No, bro. That's different, G.
Mark, you take this.
Nut, the way nut sits on things. Bro, it hard and it calcifies as if it's a thing that does not wash out easily. First of all, I don't know if you've ever nut in a sock or nut in anything. Changes the texture.
Your sock gets all stiff all of a sudden. It's like starch.
So that means that it's not, it's a stain. It's something that doesn't come out easily. So it's like, it's
but
there
is
forever.
That true? I bet you could disprove that with the black light thing.
Well,
I bet
hold
you
on,
could
Dave.
Go bust Daddy. Nut on your favorite shirt. Wash it and then blacklight it.
I got a hypothetical that will make you put you in your place.
Damn it. Okay, hit it.
When you're in the shower, when you're in the shower and you nut and you ever hit your leg or anything, does it
and it gets all coagulated?
Does it wash off with water? Does it wash off easily with soap? Now just imagine that.
But does it
against
wash
every
off with soap? Yeah.
Not really.
So what I do, I get maybe I'm getting personal because like I will use clothing, but I usually don't use the clothing that I like wear. You know, like I got a bunch of old shirts from Marine Corps, like the green, my skinny shirts. Those are nut rags.
Okay, that's different than anything that's near.
That's true. Like I will, I'm not going to, any article of clothing, like I'm not going to be like, hey, I got my cardigan here and pick it up and like wipe myself and then go out for drinks. You know, like that's a bit much, but.
But I'm just saying like, you see how hard it is to wash when you're just fighting that in the shower.
Yeah, but the shower, now, that's like that instant reaction. Just like you bust nut and it goes down towards that drain and it does the droopy droop and it won't go all the way down there.
But it stays together.
You hit it with your toenail, you're trying to get it down that bitch and it doesn't?
Now, Danny, just hear me out. You get how hard it is to clean in the shower. Imagine mixing all the clothes with that and then be like, yeah, it probably washed down the drain. Are you taking that chance with your clothes that it might have washed down the drain? In your washing
machine. I'm Dirty Dan. Yes, I'm taking that chance.
That's nasty. I guess
now you're putting on this detergent, like it's semen. And first of all, it's mine. Okay. So I don't really have much of an issue with that. But it's going in, it's just like you touch some shit, right? Like literal poop. You're gonna go over to the sink and you're gonna wash your hands. It's gonna make you feel better, right? You just touched a bunch of fucking poop. That's a lot worse than some semen.
No.
But you're cool about it because you wash your hand. Why would it be different with your clothing going in with chemical detergent breaking down the shit?
I'm going to tell you. Remember the whole Monica Lewinsky dress
thing?
I can't
justify this. I'm just trying to argue it to be against you. But I can't argue it, really.
But the Monica Lewinsky dress and like some dry cleaner is like, no, we don't deal with semen. Because even the dry cleaners are like, it's not cleaning out of the clothes.
Is that for real?
Some of them.
I mean, if a dry cleaner tells me semen's not coming out of clothes, I've been fucking up and I got some shirts I got to throw away. Like, because if a dry cleaner's saying it, I'm nastier than
I got a burn.
Right? A half of my house is going to a bonfire.
All I'm saying is, like, I believe in the old Kleenex and then I flush it down the toilet and then
see,
I baby
Kleenex
wipe my body.
Strong enough. Maybe my shit's just too potent or something. Well, but like, I don't want that extra, like, I don't want the little bits and pieces of Kleenex hanging out afterwards. You know what I mean?
Hey, are you cleaning it out of your butthole? What are you talking about hanging out?
Oh, you're talking about semen out of your penis, not the one in your butt. my bad, man.
Did you guys know that your butt lubricates, bro?
I did not know that. Oh, you told me this before. I do know this.
Oh, maybe we talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah, you told me. I forgot. You're a butt guy.
Yeah.
I'm
not a butt guy. I said, yeah, like, yeah, wait.
Yeah, man.
that's great. No, all I'm saying is I feel like there's a right way. I feel like there's a lot of right ways, but there are a few wrong ways. I agree with you.
To get rid of nut?
To get rid of nut, yeah. Okay, I believe the Kleenex. Or like what you said, you're going to use one article of clothing and that thing is only going to be that.
You come in your hand and then you fling it against the wall.
Oh, okay, you laugh.
Why am I laughing? But Mark's, you said it firmly. I'm pretty sure you done it.
No, I never did that. That's not what
I'm
saying.
I'll be honest with you. I've still mid erect, come in my hand and then like waddle to the bathroom and then wash my hands. Like, I mean, I think that's an okay way to do it.
Wait, like in the sand on the way to the porta john?
All the way to the porta john? Where do you, in my bedroom to my bathroom?
I gotta say, this group has everybody here, or maybe it's just me. I'm dirty. We'll preface this by saying I'm a dirty bitch.
Beat up in the porta john.
Exactly. Who hasn't in this group? Who hasn't done it?
Dude, I've beat up in the porta john. I've beat up in the tent, bro, with everybody else.
Everybody did, bro. You remember the whack shack thing? Like, actually, I got a story. I want to throw it out there while we're talking about beating dick. There was a certain crazy individual, Marty, call sign Marty.
Okay.
And this guy in one deployment, he's talking about something. And I'm like, yo, I bet you $100 you're wrong, right? And we all know this guy. And he was the cheapest dude ever.
Yes,
so
yes,
like,
yes. I know you're talking
he about. Would. He would never place a bet with a monetary value assigned to it, right? So I'm like, I'll give you $100 if you're right. And I'm like, if you're wrong, you have to do my laundry for the rest of the time we're here at Ship Bunny, you know? And he's like, all right, you know, damn. And I'm like, fucking sweet. So he realizes he's wrong and he has to start doing my laundry now. Well, we all know how fucking weird this dude is, right? And we all love him because he's weird. But I'm sitting there one day and I got my computer up on my chest doing the typical like deployment masturbation thing, right? And I'm like getting busy, got my dick in my hand and I'm going to town and all of a sudden my little whack shack, I'm using my poncho liner to make a whack shack so nobody can see, right? I'm beating my dick and he slides my whack shack over and walks in and I'm like, yo, what are you doing? You know, and I'm still holding my dick in my hand and he's like, I'm here to grab your laundry. And I'm like, all right, it's right there, man. And he's just still sitting there looking at me, you know? And I'm just like, nice dick. And I'm just like,
he says that?
Yeah. I'm like, thanks, man. Would you get the fuck out of my tent? And he turns around, grabs my laundry and walks out. And I was just like, that's fucking funny, man. Even though it's like weird at the time, right? You tell somebody that here nowadays, people are like, you're fucking weird, man. At the time, it just seemed like a normal thing. To be like, what the fuck are you doing staring at my dick, bro? Like anywhere else, I think that's not socially acceptable. And then that made me think about, I want to say it was Brandon when we were all sharing a room. And you remember that one time we all had our
wait, before you get on to another story.
Okay. Okay.
That has to be the nicest compliment I've ever heard.
That was delightful. Yeah. That was from the heart.
Like he's not, he didn't just say it like, oh, this is a, you know,
you're talking about how saying nice dick.
Yes, I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I was like, what compliment are we talking about here?
I'm like he saw it. First off, he saw it. And he probably looked at it, then looked you back in the face, eye to eye. And went, nice
oh, dick. Yeah. You know like, it. You know this. That's exactly how it went down.
And the second thing is, is as weird as this guy is, he's not a liar.
Exactly what my thing. That's why I fucking loved him so much. So, like,
so 100% purely a compliment. I mean, what a gentleman. I mean, he's doing your laundry. You're in the
thanks,
middle
Marty.
Of something.
Thanks, Marty.
He compliments you. I mean,
see, if I could get past the dick thing, I could have made him my boyfriend.
That was a sweet moment. I will say that.
Pretty wholesome.
But that reminded me of Sharon. I think it was.
Hold
it
on
was
a
me,
second.
Mark,
we're going back to this. Was that a Leave It to Beaver episode? I can't remember this whole night. I'm just kidding. No. I'm just saying, it's such a wholesome moment. I felt like it was an old.
No, I mean, man, we got to get off the dick stories, actually, now I'm thinking there's too many.
You got to get off the dick.
Yeah, but just one last one was we're all sitting there.
Here.
It's on my head. I got dick on the brain, apparently, but we're sitting there.
Gay.
Right. I mean, we know I'm that dude. It is what it is. Call me whatever you want. But sitting there, and all of a sudden, we're all hanging out. I think we had just got back from the gym. And I believe it was Brandon sitting there in his little bunk with everything all taped off. And I remember just hearing porn noises just start hitting. You know, it's just like, yeah, fuck, get it, that. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I was like looking over there and everybody's sitting there and Brandon's got his headphones in his ears, but he doesn't have it connected to his laptop. And he's just sitting there like thinking he's listening to this shit on his headphones. He's just beating his dick in front of everybody with his point. And we're just sitting there like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, oh shit, I didn't plug, my bad, bro. And I'm like, it just had me laughing how fucking comfortable you can get around people, you know, with some ridiculous shit.
Well, that's the thing too. You, like, that's the one thing the military just eliminates is privacy.
Oh, you're done.
So you have to right at boot camp, I remember like the longest time I waited between pooping was the day I got to boot camp and to the day where my body almost split in two because I had to shit so bad. And like, I used to be kind of a shy shitter.
Oh, I'm the opposite.
I went to boot camp, like, I don't want to poop in front of, and there's no doors.
No doors, no nothing. You got to piss with six people in one urinal.
Somebody told me that they added walls. Like, before it was like open, like there was no like stalls. It was like literally just open toilets.
Yeah, there's walls to the side of you.
Yeah, yeah. I think I had two different ones.
I'm sorry. There was walls, but they're like half walls.
Yeah, like, you half looked walls over, with no doors.
Yes, you looked over, but somebody says there's full walls now. But anyways,
I feel like I have one squad buddy that had full walls.
Yeah, so like sitting there, you're like looking across, and like you're sitting there with the newspaper because you know they don't give you anything. You're like, hey, you done with that sports section? I remember just being like, all right, I got to get through this, and it was like 2.5 weeks worth of shit that was just there, and it's like I got to let it out finally, and I felt like at that point in my life I was being broken. Like, oh my god, I have to do this in front of people, and nobody cared. And then
everybody had those moments. Everybody had those moments where you're breaking, like, right? Oh shit, I am lower. This is it right here. This is the thing I always want to do and have because I have this privilege, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's over.
Yeah. Well, it's like Fez talked about before, like literally breaking you down to build you up in a way that they want to, you know. And it's like, it's literally a whole mental shift. And I feel like that's the part that's crazy. It's like, yeah, but we talk about beating our dick with our buddies, and it's like everybody else, like, you fuckers are weird. It's like, you're right. Yeah. That is not normal.
But you get through that point and you get to that break, so that when you're on deployment, you can just be okay with just the weirdest anything. Shit occurring. Like, it is. I remember, I'm not gonna say, I'll just call him, Jigs.
Okay.
You know, kind of rhymes with that. I remember, you know, opening a door. And there was one light in a long hallway. And I don't know how long he was standing there waiting for this moment. But his arms were up. He was butt naked, except for boots. And all of his stuff was tucked under. And I was like, you know what? Not today. Closed the door. Walked away. I was like, I'll go to my room later.
Just so he couldn't get it?
Yeah, just so he couldn't get the satisfaction of like, you know what? I can go find something else to do for a little bit. And he's just like, oh, man. He's like, I waited there for a long time. It's like, wanting a reaction. And it's just like, man, we do some weird shit. But you're just so close to everybody. Close enough to listen to porn without
AI. Yeah, right.
Without headphones in. Maybe wanted you to
maybe
know
he wanted it.
To. Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I mean, people are into different shit. You know what I mean? Like, who knows? I'm an audio person, so like sex without the sound to me is like, I mean, you beat your dick to a video that's got no sound?
It's very hard.
Right? Well, I can't, same thing for sex. I can't have sex without sound.
I mean, how would that happen? How could you not like have sound during it?
You never had a fish?
No.
Maybe I'm just garbage at sex. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why I've had it and you haven't.
It could be true. It could be true.
Thanks, bud. How do I have one person that's building me up and then the other person shitting on me, you know?
I mean, you know, at one moment, I do build you and break you at the same time.
That's true. I mean, you're pretty good. Like we talked about before, you were like, you have probably saved so many lives by just being a decent person. But also, if you're not a friend of Fez's, like you probably drove them the opposite way. You know, like you can hurt some feelings, you know.
I have no remorse when somebody gets on my bad side and I say mean things to them. Zero remorse. Like I don't go back to like, man, I said some really terrible things to this person.
Right. Like, oh, my bad. I'm sorry you got upset.
I mean, yeah, that's the way it goes. But
yeah, I was thinking when we were talking about cults, I'm surprised nobody said the Marine Corps because that's a fucking cult. And for sure.
It's the best cult there is. I'm gonna tell you, like, I think the Marine Corps, despite all its flaws, is one of the few institutions that makes people better when they leave most of the time.
I think so too.
I think it's a personal choice not to leave better. I think it makes you get to one, like, what 19-year-old kid gets to go to a 21-year-old kid and get every advice he can? That 21-year-old kid is forced to give him all of his worldly knowledge. And that 25-year-old kid is forced to give that 21-year-old all of his worldly knowledge.
When they're responsible, directly responsible for their life. Like, you were talking about a life in some situations, not just, hey, you know, if you fuck this up, you're not going to get your paycheck. Like, I remember being like, why the fuck am I taking people out to a flight line to look for unexploded ordnance? Like, I'm just a fucking, like, kid. You know what I mean? It forces you into those positions. I think you're absolutely right.
And I think my biggest thing about a cult is the premise that it's there to take advantage of you. And I feel like, and I know this is going to be me being brainwashed, the Marine Corps...
Well, then call it a gang, not a cult.
But it doesn't take advantage of you. It gives and it gives and it gives. And it's just your responsibility.
It can.
That's true.
I'm going to go ahead and name drop. That motherfucker would use you in any way he could. I'm sorry, but like, the institution does not do it, but the institution allows for individuals to abuse some shit. And that is what ultimately I was like, I can't fuck with this. You know, you're always talking about the standard. But then you see me, and I'm on the white privilege side of things, right? Especially in the Marine Corps. I'm a fucking regular, tall, slightly somewhat comprehends most of the things. Like, I'm not a dumb, but I'm like your average white guy from fucking the sticks, right? So like, for me, probably a totally different experience than for you or for Mark. And I feel like you let people like that have power and have that kind of control over people. And you have people that will abuse it, you know? So I feel like that for me was too much after a while. But I cannot say anything against the institution whatsoever. Like,
yeah. Well, guys, I've had a wonderful time. But we're going to end this because life is happening. And I got to get baby boy haircut because...
Well, this has been Redeeming Quality. This has been great. My name is Musty Mark.
I'm Dirty Dan.
You guys can reach us at Redeeming Qualities Podcast on Instagram.
Yes, yes, yes.